بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. نود أن نستمر في درسنا في مختصر أصول أهل السنة والجماعة، وقد وصلنا إلى تقسيم الناس بالنسبة لولاة الأمور. والشيخ يقول: والناس في أولياء الأمور ثلاثة أقسام. الناس في أولياء الأمور ثلاثة أقسام. وهذا الدرس ملحق بدرس أمس الذي قد أخذناه، ألا وهو الدرس في اعتقاد أهل السنة والجماعة في أولياء الأمور، أن السمع والطاعة لكل من ولي أمرهم من المسلمين برا كان أو فاجرا. ثم الشيخ هو ذكر قول الله عز وجل: يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. Today, by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're continuing our lesson in the summary of principles of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, the people who hold to the Sunnah collectively. And we have arrived in the section where the Shaykh explains that people, with regards to their relationship with leadership, are three categories. There are three categories. And before we go into these three categories, just as a reminder, this lesson today is associated with the lesson that we had yesterday. And this lesson yesterday is with regards to the belief of the people of the Sunnah regarding the importance of hearing and obeying every one from leadership of the Muslims, regardless if they are righteous or they're sinner, regardless if they're upon righteousness or upon sin. Of course, this depends on the level of the sin, because if one was to commit a sin that takes them out of the fold of Islam, then this is a different issue than what we're talking about. But with regards to obedience to leadership, it's incumbent upon the Muslim to be obedient in that which is an obedience to Allah, and in that which is an obedience to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَاجِبْ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِينَ أن يطيعوا أولياء الأمور من المسلمين في طاعة الله عز وجل. أهل السنة يرون السمع والطاعة لكل بر وفاجر من المسلمين في طاعة الله عز وجل. وذكرنا الدليل لذلك، كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إنما الطاعة في المعروف. It is incumbent upon the believer to be obedient, to listen, hear, and obey the leadership from the Muslims, regardless if he is one who is righteous or one who is a sinner or transgressor or one who is an oppressor. And we mentioned yesterday examples of how the Sahaba obeyed those of authority, even though they may have been from the wrongdoers, such as Hajjaj ibn Yusuf, such as Al-Hajjaj ibn Yusuf. However, obedience is only to be that which is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Based on the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he said obedience is exclusively in goodness, and that which is correct فَإِنَّمَا الطَّاعَةُ فِي الْمَعْرُوفِ Where the obedience is exclusively with regards to goodness or righteousness, that which is correct. نعم. And we have taken the fact that there is no disobedience, there's no obedience to the creation while being disobedient to the Creator. لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق. قد أخذنا هذه الفائدة من كلام النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. We have taken this section with regards to obedience to leadership is very important, but there's no obedience to the creation while being disobedient to the Creator. واليوم بإذن الله تعالى نقرأ درس جديد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الشيخ أبو محمد عبد الحميد الحجوري حفظه الله: والناس في أولياء الأمور ثلاثة أقسام. والناس في أولياء الأمور ثلاثة أقسام. الأول منهم من لا يرى لهم حقا ويرى الخروج عليهم ويتمثلون في هذا ويتمثلون في هذا الزمان بأصحاب القاعدة والداعش والرافضة وأصحاب الجماعة الفساد ومن سار على سيرهم من أصحاب الحزبيات كالإخوان المسلمين وأصحاب الجمعيات. أولا قال الناس في أولياء الأمور ثلاثة أقسام. الأول بمعنى القسم الأول. الأول منهم من لا يرى لهم حقا، أي لا يرون لأولياء الأمور حقا. ويرى الخروج عليهم، يرى أنه يجوز خروج على أولياء الأمور. ويتمثلون في هذا الزمن بأصحاب القاعدة، الذين على مثل هذا المنوال، على هذا المنهج السخيم، في هذا الزمن هم كأصحاب القاعدة وداعش والرافضة وأصحاب جماعة الفساد ومن سار على سيرهم، أي من الذي يكون على طريقتهم، كالحزبيات كالإخوان المسلمين. نجد لو نظرنا إلى أصل إخوان المسلمين نجد أن دعوتهم دعوة إلى خروج على أولياء الأمور، كما عرفنا عن منهجهم في مصر وفي غير مصر من بلدان المسلمين، أن كثيرا من الناس الذين ينتسبون إلى دعوة إخوان المسلمين يدعون الناس إلى خروج على أولياء الأمور، هذه دعوتهم. وأصحاب الجمعيات، جمعيات الناس الذين يجتمعون لرأي معين أو لفكرة بذات معينة، وكل واحد يبذل أو يقدم رأيه في مسائل وكيف يغير الأمة. وهذه الفرقة ليست بواجبة. الله عز وجل أمرنا أن نجتمع ونكون على منهاج واحد، كما قال الله عز وجل في كتابه الكريم: وإن هذه أمتكم أمة واحدة وأنا ربكم فاتقون. الله عز وجل يبين لنا أننا أمة واحدة، نحن أمة واحدة لا أمهات، نحن جماعة واحدة لا جماعات، فلا ينبغي الفرقة والتشتت بين أوساط المسلمين. فهذا القسم الأول، كثير من الناس الذين يحبون الرئاسة يجتمعون على رأي إخراج ولي الأمر من مقامه وأخذ الكرسي. يحبون الرئاسة، يحبون الظهور، يحبون أن يطلعوا على أخطاء غيره، على أخطاء غيرهم، ولا يركزون على أخطائهم. الله عز وجل يقول: فتقطعوا أمرهم بينهم زبرا كل حزب بما لديهم فرحون فذرهم في غمرتهم حتى حين. الله عز وجل يبين لنا أن الناس تقطعوا إلى أحزاب، إلى الفرق، وكل الفرق يرون، يعني كل الفرق يرون أنفسهم على الحق، وليس لهم دليل من الكتاب والسنة على ما يجتمعون عليه. This first category that we're speaking regarding, those individuals who have a particular view or a particular methodology regarding their relationship with the leadership. The Shaykh, he mentioned, وَالنَّاسِ فِي أَوْلِيَاءِ الْأُمُورِ ثَلَاثُ أَقْسَامٍ. People with regarding the أولياء الأمور, those people in authority, are three different categories. The first category from them is those who see that the leadership, they don't have any rights. They don't have any rights with regards to, you don't have to respect them, you don't have to honor them. They see that it's important to overthrow them if they make mistakes. And this is their methodology, this is their qasd, this is their intention, to take positions of power. يعني منهم من لا يرى لهم حقا ويرى الخروج عليهم. They see the permissibility of overthrowing them. ويتمثلون في هذا الزمن من أصحاب القاعدة. And those who are assimilated upon this ideology in this day and time are those who ascribe to the group Al-Qaeda, the group that Osama bin Laden and those who are upon that which he was upon have participated in. وَالدَّاعِش, this is the methodology of Daesh. لَا يَرَوْنَا لِأَوْلِيَاءِ الْأُمُورِ حَقٍّ وَيَرَى الْخُرُوجَ عَلَيْهِمْ إِذَا أَخْطَأُوا فِي مَسْأَلَةٍ مَا يَرَوْنَ جَوَازَ خُرُوجَ عَلَيْهِمْ. الداعش والرافضة, يعني داعش similar to Al-Qaeda from the aspect that they see the permissibility of overthrowing leadership from the Muslims. Daesh is similar, as they call in English, ISIS. ISIS. والرافضة is similar to them in this principle. They see the permissibility of overthrowing the rulers. وأصحاب جماعة الفساد, and those people, those groups that cause mayhem throughout the earth. And whoever follows their methodology. ومن سار على سيره من أصحاب الحزبيات, whoever follows their methodology and treads their path upon that which these individuals are upon, this is correct, incorrect. This is incorrect. This methodology of not seeing that the awliya al-umur, the people of leadership, that don't see, not recognizing their rights and seeking opportunity to overthrow them if they make any mistake, regardless if it is mistakes with regards to the affairs of the dunya, or mistakes with regards to understanding of Islam, or how the direction of the society should go. هذا لا يجوز. الأولياء الأمور لهم حقوق. وقبل ما نستمر في هذا, ما يعني عندما يقال أولياء الأمور, من هم أولو الأمر من هم أم الأمر. Before we continue, just in brief, who are those people who are leaderships? Who's ولي الأمر؟ من هم أولو الأمر؟ Who are those in authority of the affairs of the Muslims? إمام الشوكاني رحمه الله ذكر أن أولياء الأمور هم الأئمة أي العلماء والسلاطين يعني الحاكم أو الذين يشتغلون في المحكمة وينظرون في أمور المسلمين. قال والقضاء هم الأئمة والسلاطين والقضاء وكل من كان له ولاية شرعية لا ولاية طاغوتية. إمام الشوكاني قال أولي الأمر هم الأئمة والسلاطين والقضاء وكل من كان له ولاية شرعية لا ولاية طاغوتية. إمام الشوكاني he mentioned who are يعني ولي who are the أولياء الأمور who are the أولياء يعني أولياء is plural for ولي أولياء is the plural for ولي. Who are the أولياء الأمور, those in authority from amongst us, from the Muslims, who are they? Imam Shawkani mentioned that they are the أئمة بمعنى العلماء الذين قد درسوا الدين وقاموا بالإخلاص بإخلاص النية وتعليم المسلمين دينهم يعني العلماء. He mentioned that they are the أئمة, the leadership, meaning from the scholars of Islam. والسلاطين, and also they are the leaders of the country. The علماء, and also those people who are rulers. قال والقضاء, also the judges. He said, كل من كان له ولاية شرعية, everyone who has a position of leadership, which is a legislated leadership. Legislated meaning Islamically legislated position in society. لا ولاية طاغوتية, not the wilaya, which is based on the طاغوت, based on the way of the mushrikeen, based on the wilaya of the kuffar, meaning those who are disbelievers. Al-kuffar, yani the disbelievers and non-Muslims, it's different than the Muslims. Naam, the Muslims are different than the non-Muslims. So he's mentioning not the way, or not the disbelievers, they're not considered to be awliya al-umur over the Muslims. Naam. He's speaking specifically about where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولُ وَأُولُوا الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ مِنْكُمْ. He said, he's speaking with regards to the statement where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, O you who believe, obey Allah and obey the messenger and those in authority amongst you. لَيْسَ بِمَعْنَى أَنَّ الَّذِي يَعِيشُ فِي بِلَالِ الْكُفَّارِ أَوْ فِي بِلَالِ الْغَرْبِ ليس له طاعة ليس لمن يقوم في مسؤولية في بلاد الكفار ليس لهم طاعة ليس لا نقصد بذلك يعني إنما الطاعة في المعروف سواء كنا في بلاد المسلمين أو في بلاد الكفار سواء كنا في بلاد المسلمين أو في بلاد الكافرين يعني نطيع يعني الحاكم فيما شرع الله عز وجل ولا نعصيه. نعم. When we mention with regards to أولياء الأمور, people in authority amongst us, this is with regards to the Muslims who are amongst us. They're considered to be أولياء الأمور. And because a non-Muslim cannot be a wali for a Muslim. So this is specifically with regards to ولاية شرعية, not ولاية طاغوتية. ولاية شرعية meaning the legislated ولاية, the letters legislated leadership, not the leadership of the societies of the Kufar. However, everyone who lives in a land of non-Muslims, living in a land of the disbelievers, it's incumbent upon us also to be obedient to the leadership of the societies of the Muslims. It's very important. As long as they're not commanding us to do something that is impermissible in our deen. As long as they do not command us to do something impermissible in regarding our Islamic beliefs. So this is very important. Some may believe, بعض الناس ربما يقول ليس لهم طاعة لأنهم كفار. Some people may say, it's not upon us to obey them because they're non-Muslims, they're disbelievers. So, يعني تجد أنه يتجاوز يعني الضوء الأحمر أو يعني يوقف سيارته في أماكن يعني الممنوعة يعني وضع سيارته في مكان وربما يضع سيارته في مكان ممنوع لأنه يقول ليس علينا أن نطيعهم. هذا خطأ, هذا غلطان الذي يفعل هكذا. You find some people, they may do things that are not permissible and their excuses are, we're living in a non-Muslim country, I don't have to obey them. You'll find someone running a red light and they say, well, I don't have to obey the leadership, I don't have to obey them because they're kuffar, they're not Muslims. This is incorrect. Or someone may park their car in an area where it's not permitted to park. And they say, oh, I don't have to obey them. You know, I don't have to obey the kuffar. This is incorrect. If there are rules in a society of the non-Muslims and you're residing in it, it's a must that you follow those rules. As long as those rules do not conflict with Islamic principles, as long as those rules do not conflict with your moral beliefs as Muslims. طيب, فقال أولا يعني القسم الأول منهم من لا يرى لهم حقا, لا يرى لأولياء الأمور حقا, ويرى الخروج عليهم, ويتمثلون في هذا الزمن بأصحاب القاعدة والداعش والرافضة وأصحاب جماعة الفساد وأصحاب جماعة الفساد ومن سار على سيرهم من أصحاب الحزبيات كالإخوان المسلمين وأصحاب الجمعيات. The Sheikh, he mentioned that the first type of people, meaning with regards to the methodology of these different types of people and their relationship to the leadership, the first category are those who do not see that the government has rights. And they don't see that it's incumbent upon themselves to obey the leadership. Rather, they see it's important to overthrow governments. They're always talking about overthrowing governments. And you find people who have assimilated yani themselves together in this ideology, in this day and time, people that ascribe to Al-Qaeda, yani, and also Daesh, yani ISIS, and also the Rafida, also the Rafida. وهم من قديم يرفضون أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. They rejected the leadership of the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. رفضوا أبا بكر الصديق ورفضوا عمر بن الخطاب رفضوا عثمان بن عفان. هؤلاء خوارج الذين يرفضون أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم هم خوارج. ومن أمثالهم الرافضة, individuals such as the Rafida who rejected from a long time ago, who rejected the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. They did not see the leadership to have any authority. They didn't see the leadership to have a role of responsibility that where they have to obey them. They rejected, this is what the word Rafila comes from, rejecting. This word Rafd means to reject. The Rafila, they rejected the leadership that the Prophet ﷺ had in place. They rejected the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, or a good majority of them, such as their rejection of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, and their rejection of Umar ibn Khattab, and their rejection of Uthman ibn Affan. These individuals, they wanted to, these individuals, they are from the best of mankind. And al-Rafidah, they do not respect them. They do not honor them as the Muslims should honor them. Na'am. And the Shaykh, he mentioned, and also whoever treads their methodology, whoever's on that path, they may have not reached the direction or reached the level of other groups in their hatred, in their animosity, and in their desire to overthrow the government. They are of different levels, but they're on the same. They're treading the same path from the likes of any Ashab al-Jami'iyat, those organizations, Ashab al-Jami'iyat and Hizbiyat. Ashab al-Hizbiyat. And Hizbi is basically a partisan, a person who has partisan beliefs. He believes that, يعني يجتمعون عندهم الولاء والبراء الضيق. الحزبي هو الذي يرى الولاء لمجموع من الناس والبراء عن مجموع غيرهم. وولاء والبراء لهم يعني ضيق في الإسلام. ضيق في الإسلام. هذا هو الحزبي. The individual who is a partisan is the individual who has unity with a group of people and disavowment against another group of people, which is constricted and not legislated in Islam. It's constricted and it's not legislated, this type of unity that they have. يعني ربما تكون فكرة معينة. It's just maybe a specific ideology. يعني و يعني عندهم يعني جلسات سرية. وربما مجموع من الناس أو أكثر الناس لا يعرفون خططهم وما يخططون لأولياء الأمور أو ما يخططون لعامة المسلمين. These individuals are very secretive and they have a methodology of gathering together and plotting on how to overthrow leadership, or plotting on how to take positions of authority. Naam. These individuals, such as the Ikhwan al-Muslimin, their secret gatherings, they have a unity which is restricted to whoever agrees upon their conditions of their organization, and they disavow and they free themselves and do not find other Muslims to be united with them unless they are upon the same da'wah, the same message that they are promoting themselves. They have certain agreements amongst themselves, between themselves, with the exclusion of the general Muslims. So, these individuals, as we find from a long time ago until now, and such as the Ikhwan al-Muslimin and other than them, they have been plotting and planning and trying to take positions of authority and delving into politics for the longest, for years. And such as Ashab Jami'iyat, those individuals who have partisan organizations or societies, and they include some and exclude others. They include whoever agrees with them in particular matters which are not founded in Islam, and exclude others who do not agree with them regarding particular ideological beliefs that they're promoting. If they are not upon what they're upon, they exclude them. This is incorrect. This is incorrect. قال هذا القسم الأول الذي لا يرى لأولياء الأمور حق ويرى الخروج عليهم. They see the permissibility, rather the obligation, to overthrow leadership. نعم. قال والثاني أناس يرون السمع لهم والطاعة. أناس يرون السمع لهم والطاعة في كل ما أمره بكل ما أمروا به من خير وشر ومن حق وباطل. وهذا تجاوز واعتداء على دين الله عز وجل لما تقدم من أن الطاعة في المعروف. يعني الناس الثاني مجموع الثاني هم أناس يرون السمع لهم يرون السمع لأولياء الأمور والطاعة في كل ما أمروا به من خير وشر ومن حق وباطل. وهذا تجاوز واعتداء على دين الله عز وجل. The Sheikh, he mentioned the second category are those individuals who see, who believe in the obligation of hearing and obeying. Hearing and obeying. They listen to what they're told and they obey everything that they're commanded to do, regardless if it is good or bad, regardless if it's truth or falsehood. And in this category, this is truly, and the other tajawuz, wa'tida ala deenillah. This is extreme. This is going beyond the bounds and in opposition to that which the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came with. لِمَا تَقَدَّمْ مِنْ أَنَّ الطَّاعَةَ فِي الْمَعْرُوفِ. Based on that which came in the prior lesson, that obedience is exclusively regarding every affair that is good, not anything that is bad. وأيضا يا إخواننا أيضا العلماء قد اتفقوا على أنه ليس من المخلوق ليس من المخلوقين من أمره حتما على الإطلاق إلا الرسل إلا الرسل. Also, we wanted to mention, brother, there is consensus, هناك اتفاق بين المسلمين أي بين أئمة المسلمين على أنه ليس من المخلوقين من أمره حتما على الإطلاق إلا الرسل. There is consensus amongst the scholars that there is no one that should be obeyed, no one from the creation that should be obeyed unconditionally except for the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, except for the messengers, and the last of them being Rasulullah Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is very important to know. لأن هذا مهم جدا لأن كثير من المسلمين يعني إذا احترم عالما أو حاكما فيرى له طاعة في كل شيء ولا يخالفه في أمر ما. لو أمره بخير ففعل يعني فقام به ولو أمره بشر فقام به. Some individuals, they believe that it's all important to obey the leadership in everything. It's important to obey him in everything. If he commands them with good, he does it. If he commands them with bad, evil actions, he does it. He obeys him unconditionally. وكما قلنا, as we mentioned, اتفق المسلمون, it's a consensus amongst the scholars from the Muslims, على أنه ليس من المخلوقين من أمره حتما على الإطلاق. There's no one that deserves to be obeyed unconditionally إلا الرسل, except for the prophets, except for the messengers of Allah. والدليل ذلك كثير. أدلة لهذا القول كثيرة. ومن أدلة قول الله عز وجل وما أرسلنا من رسول إلا ليطاع بإذن الله. The principle in Islam with regards to obedience to leadership is many. As far as with obedience to leadership is many, but as we mentioned, there's no one that receives obedience unconditionally except for the messengers of Allah. They are to be obeyed unconditionally. And the proof of this is many. From them, that which comes to mind is the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where He says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ, He says, we have not sent from a messenger, إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, except that he is to be obeyed, بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, by the permission of Allah, by the will of Allah. So this is very important for us to know, that we do not obey anyone. لَا طَاعَةٍ مُطْلَقَةٍ إِلَّا لِلْرُسُلِ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّلَامِ. There is no unconditional obedience except for the messengers. نعم. فليس من مخلوقٍ من أمري حتماً بالإطلاق. There's no one that deserves to be obeyed unconditionally. إلا الرسل. Except for the messengers. ومن أمر بطاعة الملوك والحكام مطلقة. من أمر بالملوك أو الحكام أو عالم معين مطلقة. Whoever commands with obeying leadership or government unconditionally, or even a scholar, specific scholar of our time or of the past unconditionally. This is very important. Whoever commands with obeying government officials unconditionally, as if they're not ma'sum, as if they do not make mistakes, obeying them in everything, or a specific scholar to obey him regarding everything that he says. Whoever does this, يعني فهو ضال. Whoever does this, he's upon deviance. هناك قول لشيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله, ونرجو أن إخواننا يستفيدوا من هذا القول. قال الشيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله, من نصب إماما فأوجب طاعته مطلقة اعتقادا أو حالا فقد ضل في ذلك كأئمة الضلال الرافضة الإمامية. من نصب إماما فأوجب طاعته اعتقادا أو حالا فقد ضل في ذلك كأئمة الضلال الرافضة الإمامية. Whoever, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he mentioned, whoever props up an imam, person of leadership, raises him up, and made it incumbent upon the Muslims to obey him unconditionally. Whoever puts an imam or a sheikh, anyone in position of authority, or made to be looked at as if he's to be obeyed unconditionally, regardless if he commands the good or commands the evil, regardless of what positions he has regarding anything, people put him in a position or look at him to be unconditionally obeyed. And he does this i'tiqadan. He does this and believes that this person, and in creed, this person in creed should be obeyed. Then this individual has went astray. Similar to the Rafila, Imamiyya, such as the Ithna Ashriya, those individuals who put an individual in a position of authority and look at everyone and say they must obey them. حَيْثُ جَعَلُوا فِي كُلِّ وَقْتٍ إِمَامًا جَعَلُوا فِي كُلِّ وَقْتٍ إِمَامًا مَعْصُومًا تَجِبُ طَاعَتُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ أَنَّهُمْ جَعَلُوا فِي كُلِّ وَقْتٍ إِمَامًا مَعْصُومًا تَجِبُ طَاعَتُهُ فَإِنَّهُ لَا مَعْصُومَ لَا مَعْصُومَ بَعْدُ الرَّسُولِ بَعْدُ الرَّسُولِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَلَا تَجِبُ طَاعَتُ أَحَدٍ بَعْدَهُ فِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ Whoever puts a person in authority or tries to raise up the status of an individual to a point they believe that this person should be unconditionally obeyed without looking, does this person promote that which is pleasing to Allah, or do they promote that which is displeasing to Allah? Whoever carries themselves with this nature, or who props people in positions of authority and believes that they should be obeyed unconditionally, they have went astray. Similar to those who went astray from the Rafila. It's those who went astray from the individuals who believe in the imamate of the Rafila, and such as those in Iran who have propped the Khomeini as an example in position of authority, and they believe that he's free from making any mistakes. They believe that he's free from it. Whatever he commands, they obey. Whatever he does not want, they do not do. They obey him unconditionally. And this is what they've done in every era, in every time, every era in their lives. They have an individual who they put in position of authority, and they see him to be free of mistakes. And it's incumbent upon everyone to follow them, help follow this individual in everything that he commands. For verily, there is no one that's free from error. فَإِنَّهُ لَا مَعْصُومَ بَعْدَ الرَّسُولِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ There is no one that is free of making mistake, that is flawless after the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَتَجِبُ طَاعَتُهُ أَحَدٍ يَجِبُ طَاعَتُهُ أَحَدٍ بَعْدُهُ فِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ There's no one who is incumbent. يَجِبُ طَاعَتُهُ It is incumbent to obey him in everything. There's no one after the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, there's no one that should be obeyed in everything regardless of what they command with. نرجو أن هذا مفهوم. هذا قول إمام الشيخ الإسلام Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. This is the statement of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah in his fatawa. فقال الثالث يعني القسم الثالث بنسبة الناس في أولياء الأمور with regards to people and their relationship with the people in leadership. قال طريقة أهل السنة طريقة أهل السنة والجماعة يرون لهم السمع والطاعة في المعروف As far as with the third category, the first category, they don't see that the first category ليس لهم حق في أي شيء ويرون الخروج عليهم والقسم الثاني يرون لهم حقوق في كل شيء سواء حق أو باطل يرون طاعتهم في كل شيء سواء شر خير أو شر سواء حق أو باطل وكما ذكر الشيخ هذا تجاوز واعتداء على دين الله لأن ليس لنا طاعة مطلقة إلا للرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم والقسم الثالث طريقة أهل السنة والجماعة يرون لهم السمع والطاعة في المعروف، فإن أمروا بطاعة الله عز وجل أطاعوهم، وإن أمروا بمعصية الله عز وجل لم يطيعوهم في ذلك، ومع ذلك لا ينازعونهم الأمر، لا ينازعونهم الأمر، ولا يخرجون عليهم بمظاهرات ولا باعتصامات ولا بدعوات إلى الخروج ولا غير ذلك، لأن أهل السنة لا يستبيحون الدماء إلا بما أباحه الله عز وجل وأمر الدماء إلى ولي الأمر، وهو الذي يأمر بالحدود ويقوم بها إلى غير ذلك من الأمور التي تحتاج إلى سفر مستقل. نعم. This is a very important point. As we have taken today, the people with regards to their relationship to the leadership are of categories. The first category are those who do not see that the government or people in authority, regardless if they're scholars or regardless if they're government officials, they don't see that they have any rights. That's the first. And they seek the overthrowing of the governments. They form political parties and partisan organizations and societies, as they would call it, societies inside of societies, and they plot and plan how to overthrow governments. And we brought some examples of what types of people in this day and time have this ideology. The second are the type of people who see the importance of listening and obeying everything that the government commands and everything that a scholar commands, every issue, regardless if it is halal or haram, regardless if it is khayr or shar, regardless if it is evil or if it's good or bad, regardless if it's truth or falsehood, they obey in everything they're commanded. And this is in opposition to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. And this is going beyond the bounds. This is extreme. Now, this is extreme, as the first category is extreme also. Now, so the third category is, as the Shaykh he said, طريقة أهل السنة, the way of the people of the Sunnah. أهل السنة والجماعة, the people of the Sunnah who collectively gather upon the Sunnah. They see the importance, they view the importance of obeying, hearing and obeying the leadership in everything that is good. If they're commanded with good, they obey. If they're commanded with obedience to Allah, then they obey them. They obey the leadership. If they're commanded with obedience to Allah, then they obey the leadership. If they're commanded with disobedience to Allah, then they disobey them. They don't obey them in that which is in disobedience to Allah. And at the same time, they do not seek the overthrowing of the government. They do not seek to overthrow the government. They do not make sit-ins or have protesting or call for overthrowing of the government or other than that. Because Ahl Sunnah, the people of the Sunnah, they do not see the permissibility of shedding the blood of the people regardless of their walk of life. They don't see the permissibility of shedding the blood of the people. Naam, except with regards to that which Allah has legislated. وَأَمْرَ الدِّمَاء إِلَى وَلِي الْأَمْرِ. And the issue with regards to the loss of life, the sacrifice or the loss of life, the act of establishing the Islamic law, this is an issue that returns back to government. It's not for the people. وأمر الدماء إلى ولي الأمر هو الذي يأمر بالحدود هو الذي يأمر بالحدود the issue with regards to the punishment capital punishment this is something that returns back to governments not for the laymen or the general population to establish it ويقوم بها إلى غير ذلك من الأمور التي تحتاج إلى سفر مستقل And they also are, the government's also responsible for other affairs of the Muslims or the people. And this is not for the general people. It's for the general people. It's incumbent upon them to be in obedience to the government as long as this obedience is in accordance to that which is pleasing to Allah. And they do not obey the government in those specific issues that one is commanded, which is in disobedience to Allah. This is the creed of the Muslims. Naam. The government's responsible for capital punishment or establishing the rules, establishing the rules of how one is charged with a crime. If they're to be charged with a crime or they're not to be charged with a crime, this is not for the general population to establish in their lives. طيب. So the government, the ulama, al-ulama, wal-umara, hum awliya al-umur, the scholars of Islam and the government officials amongst the Muslims, they are those who establish the rules with regards to who's punished or who's not punished. This is not for the people. The people do not put the law into their own hands. And the Sheikh, he said, this is an issue that yani, requires a whole different chapter, a whole different authorship, aside from what we're taking in this treatise. فَهَذَا الَّذِي يَرَأْنَاهُ الْيَوْمِ This is what we wanted to take today. نسأل الله عز وجل لنا ولكم التوفيق. We ask Allah to give us all success. بفهم الصحيح. With proper understanding. والحمد لله رب العالمين.